Welcome, citizens.
I'm Allie Grauer.
And I'm Drew Murzieski.
And this is Warda.
Previously, in Winds of Change, Sandir, finally in better health, has agreed to bring Griff and Kalaith back into the inner city of Amongrad to his father's house and dueling academy, the Chundali School of Staves. Although they may not be able to lie low there for long, Sandir is sure that they can find out more about what's happening with House Serene, House Gaenor, and the human attack on Kalaith's tide turning. Meanwhile, Gist has tailed Igli into the Third Ward, where he was held for questioning by the wardens, only to be surreptitiously sprung out of captivity by the one and only Roiland Ponce, a human gang leader. But what does he want with Igli, and where is he taking him? This is Winds of Change, Chapter 11.
You guys head down to the water's edge. You get to, they're not full towns, but it's basically a harbor. It's like a bunch of piers stuck together. There's a bunch of little shops and stuff on the piers, but it's not a full town. So you guys make your way into this little pier town. There's a bunch of boats sitting out there on the water. What boat do you want to deceive yourself onto, and what? How do you do it?
I think that we ask around and find out if any boats are doing a direct route to where we're trying to get to, mm-hmm. or generally where we're getting to. I think perhaps that's the boat that we deceive our way onto. And we deceive our way on is just kind of like, you know, helpful hands.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That we'll go with it's not a travel barge.
Yeah, it's a
supply barge.
Yeah.
They're tugging from out here. Horses. Horse meat, yes.
Aww.
They're pulling horse meat. So it's a barge of horse meat and other horse products. That they're taking, they're on their way down to out into High Hill. So they're gonna pass right by Ainsworth. So you guys deceive your way on by basically becoming hired hands, like you said. You offer services to like hire yourselves on, that you guys are like, we're workers. Mm-hmm. And
I'm like, I have a bow, I do things physical.
Yes. And they're like, okay, sure. Will you be able to work?
I'm absolutely able to work.
Okay, good. They make sure for you. So that's that. So roll your stealth.
+5.
Fuck, my gosh. Okay.
That's because I invoked,
yes,
unassuming.
Right. You guys are fine on that one. So, all this roll is really for is the fact that you guys keep your heads down. You don't bring attention to yourself. I'm sure Kalaith tries to bring attention to herself a couple of different times, but you're able to talk her down.
Or Sandy does.
Yeah.
Or
Sandy,
you're petting everybody's. Yeah, he even pets you a couple of different times.
We've taught him about petting.
Yeah.
So through the night, and you guys work. They actually put you to work.
Oh, God, I hate it so much.
And what they have you do is they have you load the barge, and then punt.
Okay.
Poles. So they like have you punt poles the entire time. Okay. So you guys punt down the canal, and you get through the gates just fine. You get all the way to basically up here in the posh way, and they send you south, And then you take another one, and you go all night, basically. And it's just towards the morning when you guys get off of the boat in Ainsworth. And it's bustling docks in the morning. And you guys been up all night. And what does do that? Sander takes you to his school. It's a legit, like, complex. It's right on the water, and they actually have cut the canal to encircle it. So there's it's almost like a little man-made lake with like an island on it. And you guys walk across a bridge that leads straight to it. And there's water everywhere. There's waterfalls. And you walk into the main practice yard. So there's a main practice yard, and there's a bunch of mostly Nayari that are out working staff forms. So they're running through drills and stuff like that. Everyone is shirtless. Even the women that's what everyone here is doing. And so they're all out there fighting and sparring and moving water. Some of them are just like practicing moving water back and forth. But he gets you guys in and basically takes you to a room where he's like,
"Stay here. I will go talk to my father and we'll take it from there."
And then he leaves. So you guys are by yourself. So the room is halfway underwater. It's about ankle deep. Ankle deep water.
I'm just gonna sleep on the floor.
There is a small dais in the corner that's above water. There's like a table there and stuff, but everything else is, it looks like a meditation room, basically.
Is there like a windowsill?
Damn it. No, it's all stone. Like, the whole thing is made out of stone. Like, expertly chiseled. You would know this. There's a technique that what they do is they use water to cut stone. Like, highly pressurized water, and it gives perfect cuts to it, so it's a very well-cut stone structure that you guys are in. But there's not much else other than that. There's the door out. It's a waterfall, so it's a water door. You just walk to it, and it will open for you, back and forth.
I just get wet.
Yeah, you're just gets wet. A lot of people did notice you coming, you particularly, because they're like, "Oh, it's a human."
Yeah.
And so you guys, that's about it. That's in this room. It's a very sparse room.
Can I make a little bed for Griff with the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she makes you
get on the water bed.
Yeah.
And I thank you. That's very nice.
I know. I'm learning.
You're getting creative there with your magic. That's lovely.
I just recently discovered I was very powerful.
Well, that's true. You're very powerful.
Sounded like sarcasm.
No, you're terrifyingly powerful.
Okay, fine. Just be happy about the bed.
Part of me starting to wonder whether it was a good idea for Griff to come in here.
Well, if Sandir invited you, then you're going to be protected.
Right, but people are going to start talking, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
So you guys are sitting there talking, you're laying on the bed. There's a water chime that sounds outside. So someone is outside and wants to come in.
I think I say, "Who is it?"
I have refreshments for the lady and her servant. Master Chundali sent me.
Well, at least it's a servant.
Do you want the men?
I ready myself in case it's something we need to be worried about.
I let the men.
So you basically move your hands and it moves to the side. And this girl walks in. She's got a very short haircut. And she's in servant garb. And she has two cups, looks like some salt wine, and Nayari food for you. And she comes in and she's like, I have refreshments. Where would you like me to set them?
I make a little table. Put them on the table.
She goes over and sets them. And roll a notice.
both of us?
Yes.
I got a zero.
Negative. Oh, no. Minus two.
Minus two. And you got a zero? She hands you a cup. She hands you a cup first. And as she gets over to you, she, like, goes to hand you a cup and goes...
The servant girl has a short, blonde hairdo that is strikingly out of place for her usual position and her race. She looks to be a half-Jean Nayadi, but it's an unusual appearance overall. Possibly more human than Nayadi. As she leans close to pour Griff a drink, her eyes meet his and she whispers boldly, "Is that Kalaith Serene?" Griff doesn't answer, surprised. The girl holds his gaze. "Are you Griff?" "Oh no, this is very bad," Griff thinks to himself. "That depends on who's asking," he whispers back. "My name is Devlin Courier," says the girl, her expression serious. "Are you Griffin Hood?" "Yeah," says Griff, curiously. "Yeah, that's me." "Oh, good," the girl sighs. "I've been looking everywhere for you. The Ascenders are looking for you." The Ascenders, a human equality group, nonviolent. Their leader, Panky Hurst, was recently imprisoned for public disobedience. The Ascenders? She's definitely human, then. Griff stiffens, then relaxes. "What do they want with me?" he exclaims. Devlin Courier's eyes are wide as she looks across the room at Kalaith. "We need her." "What do you need her for?" "We can't talk here. I don't have a lot of time. Will you meet later?" "Yes," says Griff, before he can think better of it. "Meet me at noon, at the Church of the Known God. We'll talk there." Devlin flashes a smile. "We're glad you're safe. You've done a great service to humankind. We're all rooting for you."
I want...
This is great wine.
Mistress.
Thank you so much for bringing it in.
Of course. It's a pleasure. And she leaves.
I probably dunk my head in the water and scream a bit. Then get in bed. Nothing to worry about. She had lots of questions.
Like what?
Like, if I could be put to work tomorrow.
You don't have to work here.
Well, I'm a human.
I know, and you know what I've learned? Is that humans are human. And they matter. Now leave me alone while I finish my wine.
I take that answer and go to bed.
Okay.
Yep.
It's like morning. So you were asked to go at noon.
Yeah.
Sandir never came back?
Sandir comes back a little while later.
Oh.
And he's like,
"I've made a room for you, if that sounds agreeable."
Yeah, that would be fine. Where is Griff going to be staying?
Well, isn't he sleeping there right now?
Is this going to be his room? I want to know.
Yes, this is a meditation room. He could just stay here.
Could his lodgings be adjacent to my own?
Of course. I can make sure there's a room adjacent to yours.
If she gets too far away from the room, does my bed dissolve?
Yes.
I don't know that.
She leaves the room and goes... the halls of this place are like river dirt. They're like packed mud. And like everyone has their shoes off and stuff like that. And you're walking down the hallway with Sandir. He's like,
"I'm very excited to show you around, if you are at all interested in seeing everything here."
"I absolutely would love to see everything, but I have one request."
"Of course."
"I don't mean to be a pain."
No, you're never a pain, Kalaith.
I've been wearing this peasant dress for about 24 hours now. I worked on that barge on the way here. Do you have any Nayadi dresses here? Or a curtain? A curtain would do."
I can absolutely get you some of our clothing to wear."
"Perfect, yes. That's what I'm asking."
He gives you, like, a pair of, tied up, like, short pants. Like, pants?
Pants?
To wear. He's like...
Pants?
These pants are very well made. All of our students wear these, regardless of gender.
He watches, like, three Nyati women walk by. One of them is, oh, goodness, yes. Hold on.
Oh, God. This is the pants.
Yes.
So,
Oliver, do what you're gonna do.
Okay, yes.
I know what you're doing.
So, he's like, he takes you to, like, a changing room, like, and it's... They don't segregate by gender. Mm-hmm. Like, men...
They're very open.
And he gives you, like, a pair of their, like, trousers that they wear. And he gives you, like, a shirt and a vest, if you want to wear that. And as you're standing there, in walks Elizabeth Selzy.
Of course.
And she's a member of the school. Like, she's got, like, a staff, and she's like... Kalaith!
Elizabeth!
And she comes over and she says, What happened to you? It's all over everywhere. We thought you were kidnapped and taken.
I wasn't. I'm here.
What are you doing here?
Actually, Sandir brought me here.
Oh.
As his guest. Yes, I will not be wearing these hideous trousers. I think I'll keep on this beautiful gown that I was given when I won Queen of the Flowers.
Oh.
How have you been? Oh my god, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, I come here every week and train.
Okay.
Me and my brother, we've been members of the school for many, many years.
Oh, that's right.
Is that right, Sandir? And he's like...
Yes, that's right. If you'd rather a dress, I can get you a dress.
That would be preferred.
I will go get you one then.
Take your time.
Well, so he obviously does not like Elizabeth. And Elizabeth's like, sit down, talk to me.
I would love to.
So, what happened? Last we heard, a human took you.
Oh, you know what? That is a rumor that I want to clear up. No human took me. I actually escaped the mayhem that broke out at my tide turning, and a human helped me.
Really?
Oh, yes. He is now under my charge.
Oh. Mm. Oh, interesting.
Why are you saying it like that?
I've never been with a human. Is it interesting?
You mean spawning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Obviously, that's...
Oh. No, you misunderstand. We haven't had any sort of romantic liaisons.
Why not?
Because I am interested in Sandir.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think he came to invite me? Or he came, he found me, and now we're here.
She, like, puts her hands on, like, your knee.
I put my hands on her hands on my knee.
And she goes, Kalaith, I've known you for most of my life. You don't do anything unless you want something from someone.
Oh. That might have been the old Kalaith, but let me tell you, I have frolicked with humans. I have had mud smeared upon my face. I have worked on a barge carrying horse meat across the canal. You know nothing of me, Elizabeth! And then I get up and I leave.
I've met a man bleed in his face.
Oh, I forgot about that. And I punched a man in the face. And then...
Okay. Oh, you meet Sandir in the hallway. He's got a dress.
I come up and I grab him by the back of the head and I give him a very, very erotic, sensual kiss. And then I just take the dress and walk away. I'm feeling very empowered at this job.
He's like,
your room is at the end of the hall.
You get to your room, and your room is.
But I hope she saw it. I don't know if she did, because I didn't look around, I didn't turn back to look.
Everyone saw it. Like, he was walking back into the changing room, and you gave him a kiss right there. Like, everyone went.
Excellent.
Okay. You get to your room. Your room is. It's not a very large room, but it's. Got waterfalls and the floor is all water and there's basically you can make your own furniture. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way that it goes.
Can you do that? It's all very beautiful.
Okay. We're gonna jump in with Igli and see what he does over the 2-day time span. So you're sitting in Roland Ponce's carriage with him. You're sitting across from him. He is a older gentleman, graying at the temples,
okay.
And into his close-cut, trim beard. His eyes are a bit wild, and he sits across from you with his hand on a cane and a trilby hat on. And he introduces himself as,
"My name is Roland Ponce. You are Igly Twitchwiggler the Third, if I am not mistaken."
"You are correct.
As you can see, we have taken you from your captivity, as it were."
"Indeed you have. I suppose I should be grateful."
"You should be. And being a goblin and a rather enterprising fellow, as I know you as, do they mistreat you, Mr. Twitchwiggler?"
Your incredibly adept servants managed to pull me away before any unpleasantness occurred."
"As was the plan all the while. So, Mr. Twitchwiggler, have you any questions?"
"A few."
"Well, wait a bit until we,
First question, seeing as we undoubtedly have a little while till we get wherever we're going, my first question will be exactly what do you want of me?"
"You, Mr. Twitchwiggler, I know you're a very connected goblin, sir."
"Indeed I am."
"If I'm not mistaken, you have recently been in the company of a young Miss Calaith of House Serene."
"Have I indeed? How interesting. Please continue."
"And if you have been, sir, as my many, many mouths and ears have told me, we are curious in where she is at this time."
"To be honest, I am in fact a bit curious as to where she is at this exact moment as well."
"Very well indeed. What's your goal, Mr. Twigswiggle?"
After a small pause, as you just listen to the horses on cobblestone, he turns to you and says,
"What's your goal, Mr. Twigswiggle? Everyone's got an end game. And what's yours?"
"How would he answer that?" "Well, that's a good one. I would like to use my shrewd eye..."
"Go for it."
"...as a goblin... to pick up on one of his aspects. I want to see what makes this guy tick. I want to figure out what his end goal is." Oh, that's I'm supposed to have refresh because I'm definitely going to need to use one of these on this one.
Go for it.
Yeah, because he mentioned Kalaith, and Kalaith is my investment. Mm-hmm. I'm spending one to just reroll. That's better. That is a 2 and I'm used to sizing people up as a shrewd gentle goblin merchant, so uh-huh. I'm gonna go ahead and spend another one to bring that up to a 4.
Oh, okay, all right.
Just because I want to know what this guy's deal is.
Just in a little while of you sitting in this carriage with him. You get the sense that one of his aspects is, "I'm not crazy, you're crazy."
Mm-hmm.
You get the sense that he is not... He's very in control.
Mm-hmm.
But that control is very... He's holding back
Holding something back, yeah. Yeah. He needs to be in control.
he needs to be in control,
gotcha.
of what's going on. You get that sense of what he...
Okay. Ooh, okay. It's being controlled. It's end game. Okay. I'm going to play up to his if he's crazy, if he thinks I'm not crazy, you are. He's a member of a human organization.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely power play,
mm-hmm.
in his whole thing. So part of him has to be hypersensitive to just the general idea of winning.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm going to play up when I say, well, my successful end game will be an game wherein I win.
I like your style, Mr. Twister Wiggler.
I figured you would.
Winning. Winning is all there really is in this life. Have you ever noticed, Mr. Twitch Wiggler? Mind if I pontificate with you for a while?
I'm not entirely sure I could stop you.
Adept as you are. Have you ever noticed, Mr. Twitch Wiggler? No one leaves this city. No one comes in. No one goes out. How do we win in such an enterprise, sir? We have taken you from prison, but aren't we already in a prison? My question to you, Mr. Twitch Wiggler, if you say we want to win, how do we win?
I'm gonna push him away from... If he's crazy, I don't trust him. I'm gonna push him away from what my real answer would be.
All right.
I would say... In any closed system, whether it be a jail of our... whether it be a jail of our warden's creation or a jail of the city itself, that helps focus the mind considerably. And winning in an enclosed city simply means controlling the city.
I'll have you know, Mrs. Twitchwingler, I've achieved such control in my own humble spheres, as it were. For me, it's not enough. It's not very secretive, Mr. Twitchwiggler. I feel like I'm a caged rat. And I'll not stay a caged rat forever. Now, your little fish friend, she's upset the balance, Mr. Twitchwiggler. Very careful balance that's been held for time and in memoriam. So, question is, how will those scales tip now that they've been set off?
And I'm positive you want to ensure that, however they may tip naturally, that in the end they tip towards you.
You can say so. Of course, Mrs. Switchwiggler. And I would like you to become and yours.
I'm flattered. What, may I ask, is the price?
Price, Mrs. Twitchwiggler?
Well, of course. As you said, I am an incredibly well-connected man, but you yourself said you are already king of the city in your own little circles. There's something that I can give you that you can't get anywhere else, and I'm curious exactly what that is and what you will give me in return.
Do you ever get bored, Mr. Twitchwiggler?
Me? Bored? What on earth would I get bored of? There's so much to see in the city, so much to do.
I'll leave you at that, Mr. Twitchwiggler, just to ruminate on. You have connections, Mr. Twitchwiggler, connections I have not. And if I'm going to succeed in my plans, I'm going to need some of those connections. Now, as you see, I'm around here. I can only get so far in the city. So, I'll need friends in high places. Now, I've tried many different ways, and it doesn't really pan out for me. And oftentimes doesn't pan out for them. So, I'd like you to be my liaison, as it were. My proxy.
Well, without any more information than that, I can safely say that if nothing else, you have successfully made another connection.
That's well enough for me. I like it in writing. if you don't mind. Maybe not right now. Maybe not at this moment. Well, let's say a couple of days. If you accept my offer as proxy, we'll go from there.
I will be perfectly happy to draw up a contract.
Well, and now? So...
He knocks on the roof. And the carriage comes to a halt.
I believe our conference is done, Mrs. Twitchwigler. You have your freedom, and I obviously will respect some rumination for such.
I promise you that I will be spending at least the next few days thinking very, very hard.
Excellent. Well, now, you may leave.
Thank you.
Don't worry. We'll find you.
And the carriage rides away. Oh, you've been left on a street. Just an average street. It's well after dark. We're going to say you are in the fifth ward, I believe.
Okay. Might that be a ward I recognize?
Oh,
familiar with this?
I believe so. So... Okay. This entire thing right here is the fifth ward. Mm-hmm. I believe they dropped you in Terriston.
Okay.
So you were in Terriston. I'm going to say you're still in Terriston at this point. But that's where you are, is in Terriston. Okay. So this is our new map.
Yeah.
This is a wall. This is a wall. These are canals.
Okay.
That's a river. That's the big wall all the way around.
Cool.
Internal is usually urban city. Mm-hmm. Out here is all rural.
Gotcha.
So they dropped you in. You rode for maybe half an hour,
okay.
And they dropped you on a city block. It's your average middle class. There's nowhere around here that's going to be terribly dangerous,
okay.
Or problematic.
Suburban.
What ward is he in?
He's in Terriston.
Fourth ward.
Fifth ward. I think he's actually right next to Grainsbridge.
So he's pretty close to where we started.
Oh, yeah. You're actually pretty close to where we started.
Okay.
We started over here in Grainsbridge.
Right.
So you're basically one borough over from Grainsbridge.
All right.
But you basically have 2 days. Well, yeah. You have basically
okay.
have the one... You have basically 2 days to do whatever you'd like to.
Okay. Step one. Since I'm close... to where we started, that means we are close to Wish and Wishma's place.
Yes.
They are probably still being held by the wardens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to their house, breaking in and searching around.
Okay, go for it.
Do you want to roll for that? What do we...
Oh, do you have a burglary?
Not have a burglary. I've got Goblin Arcana.
He is a professional. He has a reputation to uphold.
You can do a Goblin Arcana and try to like break in with magic. You can also hire people.
That's true. Let's see. Yeah. I've got contacts. Let's see if I can, with my contacts, put my ear to the ground and do the sort of Wish and Wishma. They've been taken by the wardens. Do you know where their secret key under the flower pot is, sort of thing?
Oh, so you're gonna go around to like the neighborhood around there? And,
yeah.
And use your contacts and your kind of your reputation.
See if I can, and with an ear to the idea that if I can only get in with John Lockpick from down the street, then eventually I go to John the Lockpick and do it. But
this is your first attempt.
Yeah, exactly. That's a 3. Is that enough?
I'm gonna say that's enough to.
Okay.
That's enough to get in.
Okay.
That's enough for you to basically ask around the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and
the proper way to jimmy along.
Yeah, and like basically they have a maid.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brownie maid who comes in.
Gotcha.
And you happen to find out who she is, catch her, and...
I'm so sorry, I left something in their house, so please don't disturb them. Just give me the key, thank you. And I go.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so you cool. go into the house. What are you looking for?
Okay, so I learned recently that they are spies for House...
Gaynor.
Yeah, I am going... Because they're goblins, I'm a goblin. I know where the hiding places are. I am going to go to the hiding places to find all of their secrets.
Okay.
Specifically, I'm expecting to find the secrets of when they were approached by Gaynor first, what they've been telling Gaynor, why they were approached by Gaynor, with an eye open for all those surprising secrets of, oh my god, they were also a double agent for a house. And oh my gosh, here's the MacGuffin that the big bad guy's actually trying to find.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I have a one on investigate, so let's see how I can do this. Okay, well,
if you want to look for stuff specifically for Calaith,
yeah,
you could probably roll again.
Yeah.
So now it's instead of general information, it's just information pertaining to Calaith.
Sure. Yes. One. It's not.
One. Great. So you do go to all their little hidey holes. Most goblins have. Go for it.
If you're okay with this, I would like that to make that a success. With the penalty of I have made it very clear that somebody has found their... Like, I've broken the door.
You make it very apparent that someone has been...
Someone's been here, someone's ransacked the place, people know their secrets.
Okay,
if any cleaner team comes in, they know there's someone else.
Okay.
Who knows
this. So yeah, we'll say you are successful. So, actually, we'll say that in the very beginning, you go looking just for stuff for Calaith, and are able to break into their big hidey hole, which is, let's say that it's in a beer barrel.
Cool.
Like an actual one full of beer. They've like, you pull out and you pull it all up, all the rope, and then
here's the watertight container.
The watertight container with some of their stuff.
Cool.
You do find out that they have been working for Gaynor for a very long time. Before they became indebted to you, they were agents of Gaynor. Their family seems to go back very, very far to being servants of Gaynor. And so it's out of some sort of family loyalty that's what they do. You also find that they are connected to two or three other houses as well. So they don't just... They mainly go for Gaynor, but they also go for some other smaller houses.
Okay.
As spies and information. You get the sense that basically because it's a tavern and people come here and talk and loose lips, sink ships, all that stuff.
Right.
But that's mainly what you're getting at from them. That House Gaynor, they work mainly for House Gaynor. They have some information on House Gaynor. What do you have? I feel like you should roll... To see,
I've got a one on investigate, one on notice.
Roll another investigate.
Another investigate.
Okay. To see how much information you can get out of them, if specifically about House Gaynor.
That's a three.
Okay, so, you have the most recent communiques from House Gaynor, and they're basically communications about Calaith, and about how they want Calaith.
Okay.
They want her specifically to continue the hostilities between them and House Serene. That the moment that House Serene finds Calaith, it's gonna be fine.
Right.
Basically, they're gonna be able to keep everything together.
Right.
The longer she can be gone, the more they can disavow and prove the instability of House Serene. So that is the game that they're playing. But that's the last communication you have from them. There seems to be a couple of communications left Were they seeking Haskinor stuff?
I'm going to... That's not important. Don't bother me. That's my trouble. I'm going to get a fate point. After uh-huh. I've learned that,
mm-hmm.
I miss the other stuff.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Okay, so... What do I know about this house conflict?
Between House Ginor and House Serene. The surface stuff that everyone knows.
Right.
For a long time, House Ginor was in charge of all the farming and agriculture. House Serene was in charge of all the water and everything that happened with that. Mm-hmm. And then they flipped them.
Right.
Just for kicks and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
So that was switched, and they've hated each other. They hated each other before,
mm-hmm.
But now they hate each other even more because they're doing their respective jobs.
Right.
And their hostilities have gone on for a millennia. Like, it's a pretty deep-seated rivalry between the two of them. Everyone knows that. Everyone understands that. The head of the house is Madame Shrewsbury.
Right. that Ginor. I remember.
What else will you know about House Ginor? You'll know that her husband is Lyndon Ginor.
Okay.
He's weak. He's not in charge of anything.
Okay.
It's all Shrewsbury. She has several children.
Okay.
Most of them are of not a lot of import.
Okay.
She has, let's see. Let me roll for it. Hold on.
Did we already decide, or did we not?
We decided that she has at least sons. We didn't decide how many. She has 9 children. A smattering of sons and daughters, most of them inconsequential. The most important of them
mm-hmm.
is her eldest daughter. Her name is Millicent. Millicent Gaynor is the pinnacle of the wall guard, meaning she's in charge of them. Like, that is...
She's like James Bond.
Right.
If everybody knew James Bond's name.
Yeah. Well, she's like the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
And they call her the Pinnacle. That's her title. And she is no shit, no nonsense.
Gotcha.
But that's about it. You do know that House Ginor will use any excuse to, like, butt heads with House Serene.
Right.
Because they basically want to prove one of them less adept. And if they do, then they'll get their job back.
Yeah.
Which is... kind of why House Ginor is so gung-ho on this, like, sudden change and shift in what's going on. Is there anything else you want to do for the next... Because this is basically... You go there, that takes the rest of the night, you end up being in the morning, so you're there for the morning. You spend most of the morning going through the house.
Yeah. Slip out just before the Night Watch walks by and sees the open door.
So So it's just enough time to get out. And head to where you're going to head for the next, 24, 36 hours.
Okay, let's see, I think, do I want to do that? No, I don't think I do. For the next day
mm-hmm.
is going to be spent going to Igley's got a list
mm-hmm.
of the so everybody is a spider in their own web. They're at the center and they've got a web, and Igley knows who the biggest spiders in
Amenheim, yeah, the Undercity,
He knows who the big spiders in Amenheim are.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, he knows which of the big spiders are ones that have any kind of debt to him.
Okay.
And so...
I want you to roll. Just roll.
Roll contacts.
Roll contacts. We'll see how many of these guys are in debt to you.
That is a 3.
3?
3.
I'm going to say there's two big guys that are in debt to you.
Okay. He's going to go to them first. He's going to go to two others that he's had interactions with, possibly ones that have either recently paid off debts mm-hmm. or ones that at least there is some level of casual familiarity or friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship. As if there are any friends in Omaha.
Yeah. friends, what are those?
People that, you know, you haven't killed yet.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Those are
that you can still get stuff from.
Yeah. People who haven't kicked you out of there and said, never come back. He's going to go to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And... God, how far would he push this? He would drop hints as to make it clear that there is going to be major upheaval
mm-hmm.
upstairs.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it. They call it upstairs.
And that the wise and particularly adept deal makers will be able to get concessions mm-hmm. and increase the well-being, and definitely couched in terms of, like, you know,
I'm a goblin,
you're a goblin, all goblin kind will benefit
from this,
so to help improve goblin standing
mm-hmm.
upstairs, you, Mr. Kingpin, could, because you, of course, care about goblins and,
mm.
and the future of our people, benefits of that. But yeah, in essence, giving just enough information to the power players in Omenheim
uh-huh.
so that when slash if, you know, rebellion...
Stuff goes down.
Stuff goes down, that they position themselves financially, legally...
Well,
you know,
enough that...
Shrewdly,
yeah.
That once the dust settles... The goblins and the Omenheim folk come out much
on top. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to say that the two that you're mm-hmm. that are in debt to you are actually goblins.
Okay,
and they run like all goblin organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you place those seeds
mm-hmm.
out there, and so those are there.
That's how I want to maneuver.
Maneuver that
and yes, you know
that chest
pass it on sort
okay.
of thing, and also remember who told you once. You,
yeah, one if you know. Things go with it. Let's say that one of the goblins is they're strictly in illicit
market,
things,
yeah,
black
okay.
market. The other one is legitimate. So you have the two sides of the coin there.
Cool.
And we'll call that. Where do you want to end up at the end of these 2 days?
At the end of the 2 days, I haven't checked in at my bank for a long time. I'm going to end up at my bank.
All right, so we'll call that.
End of episode. Thank you for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. You can learn more about the world at welcometowarda.com. You can also support what we do by joining us on patreon.com/whimsyartifice. The players are Nathan Thompson as Igly Twitchwiggler III, Kate Booth as Gist, Bill Gordon as Griff Hood, and Mary-Kate Arnold as Kalaith Serene, featuring the voice of Eli Kurtz as Sindir Chundali. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Additional music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. You can find out more at incompetech.net. Warda is a proud part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other fine One Shot podcasts include...
One Shot is an actual play podcast where host James D'Amato leads a rotating cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds through a variety of role-playing games. Every month, One Shot plays a new game with a new cast of characters. Check them out at oneshotpodcast.com.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening.